This tape is brought to you by the local Bible Call program.
This is program number LW 1124.
He says it so well, I just got to tell you about it. In Dr. James Dobson's book, Hide or Seek, he insists that self-esteem, that is, the value we think ourselves to be, our self-esteem is today, well, being measured by the wrong standard. He says it's the beautiful baby that gets the attention. It's the beauty contest winner who gets the prize. It's the handsome young man who is told he'll go far in life. But on the other end of the scale, it's the not-so-handsome or pretty who is rejected. But it's all unfair. How can a person's worth be measured by his looks? Well, we've been trained to do it all our lives, though, from the time we learned, nursery rhymes, for example. Remember the ugly duckling? Nobody liked that little bird because of his looks. How about Sleeping Beauty? If she was sleeping ugly, the handsome prince would have never gotten off his horse. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Dumbo the Elephant? You know why they were rejected. Dr. Dobson says life can be very uncomfortable for a child who is too fat or too thin, too tall or too short, or deceived by a tornado of freckles, or whose nose curls up or down or to one side, or whose skin is ruddy, or whose hair is too curly or too straight, or one who has big feet or crossed eyes or protruding ears, or you name it. And the shame of it all is that it's amazing how nicknames are often attached to someone's physical exaggeration. You know, it's amazing how cruel children can be to each other sometimes. Dr. Dobson says, the boy with protruding teeth becomes Bucky Beaver. The plump fellow is Porky. The hairy girl is Shag. The skinny boy is Bones. The skinny girl is Bird Legs. The large-framed young lady is Moose. The tiny boy is Runt or Pee-wee or Peanut. Lee Harvey Oswald was called Ozzy Rabbit. Joseph Stalin was called the Nine-Toed One because of a fusion between two of his toes. And really, if we weren't having to work with human emotions, it would be rather funny. But what happens is the child becomes his nickname. Dr. Dobson asks, how can Frog or Bucky or Moose or Bones regard themselves with respect when their friends see them as deformed and ridiculous? He said that children are extremely aware of how much others their age think they're worth. Little contests that make it so obvious are a part of their lives day in and day out. For example, who do you suppose is elected to the football team? Who is it that is never nominated? Or when two sides are being chosen for a vacant lot baseball game, who is always selected last? How many Valentine cards does an unpopular child get compared to, well, as the doctor puts it, to the superstars? Dobson says Valentine's Day can be the most painful afternoon of the year for the friendless child. I'd venture to say there's not a one of us but who can remember some painful experience made about us a long time ago, right? Maybe even when we were children, made by someone at school or a parent at home. One child, who was already extremely conscious of his height, heard a conversation between his mother and friend one day. The friend asked his mother, how do you ever find your child in a crowd? And his mother said, I just look up and I always see him peering over the rest. Now, that child never forgot that. Or maybe we remember a note handed to us, where someone called us ugly or awful or told us that we stunk or we're weird. In some kind of way, our personal worth was questioned, and it hurt, and we haven't forgotten it, and we'll never forget it. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. I am so glad that God is not motivated by how I look, choosing as to whether or not I'm going to be blessed or cursed. God made me. God made you. He loves us. Jesus died for us. Don't ever forget it.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.